Greetings, everyone. I'm Mike.
I'm Jalea.
Nice to be working with you today.
Yes.
Let's explain some English for our listeners.
Yes, it is June 16th. Happy Monday, everyone. We're going to try to start the week off right by talking about the words at last.
So you're trying to tell me that Monday, the 16th of June, is here at last?
It is here at last.
Well, I've
finally
been looking forward to this Monday for a long time.
Yes.
So that everyone listening can really, really understand at last. And another way we say at last,
in the end.
In the end.
Yes. What is the difference between these two phrases? Let's look at the first example here. We have the sentence, did the princess find her prince at last?
Wait, let's cover prince and princess again one more time.
A princess is the daughter of a king and queen, and a prince is the son of a king and queen.
Oh, and we're assuming that this is not a princess daughter and the prince who's a son.
No, they are not brother and
sister. Not brother and sister. But generally, in romantic stories, you have someone searching for their one true love, and in a lot of stories, it's a princess and or a prince.
Right, so the princess is looking for the man she's going to marry, or her prince. Did she find her prince at last?
Well, I would change that to, did the princess find her prince in the end?
Exactly. Why would you change it that way? What is the difference between in the end or at last?
Why don't you tell us?
Okay, one big difference is the amount of time that you are waiting. Often, if you have been waiting a long, long time for something, and you really, really look forward to it, then you can say at last. Often you can also say finally. So this is not the situation here. The princess probably hasn't been looking for her prince that long. And you would want to say here in the end instead. In the end is also used to mean in the end of the story.
Okay, so we could take these three little things. One is finally, one is in the end, and one is at last. We're trying to tell all of you that sometimes they might mean exactly the same thing and other times they wouldn't.
Right.
Like, let's try. Did the princess find her prince finally?
That's a little strange.
A little awkward.
Yeah, so here in the end is the best choice. Did the princess find her prince in the end of the story?
Now let's look lower on the page. Did your new shirts finally arrive in the mail? If I took that and changed it, did your new shirts in the end arrive in the mail? Doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. And the answer here is a perfect way to use at last. They say, yes, the shirts did arrive at last. So that means that you were waiting a long time for those shirts and they finally arrived at last.
Let's try a little experiment. We can take this and remove finally and remove at last.
Okay.
Did your new shirts arrive in the mail? Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm.
So we're putting in all these other words to show that a lot of time has passed, actually just more time than you'd normally think.
Right, and especially that you are hoping and wanting this thing to happen. You are waiting and waiting, really looking forward to this thing to happen.
Oh, with a lot of anticipation.
Exactly.
Hmm.
So, these are also some phrases at the bottom that you can use with at last. Everything worked out at last. The other way you can say it, and this is a situation where at last and in the end are equal.
Well, there you go.
You can just substitute everything worked out in the end.
Let's just tell everyone listening, if they have some doubts, take those three, put each one in the sentence, and then pull it out again and change it, and you'll start to understand which ones flow and which ones don't.
Right. Again, if you want to use in the end, it usually means in the end of a story or in the end of a situation.
Let's try the word finally. Everything worked out. Finally. Everything worked out. Finally.
Mm-hmm.
Well, doesn't sound as good.
Doesn't have as much emphasis. So remember, at last emphasizes how long something happened. In the end means that it is the end of a situation or the end of a story. And this is the end of at last.